Blog Talk Radio.
We greet you in the matchless and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We bring you greetings tonight. We know it's a little later than our usual scheduled time, but we're thanking God once again that he's allowing us to come to you to share the word of God with you. Amen. We're thanking you for tuning in to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Ministries Hour. God has been good to us, and we're glad about it, and we have no complaints. We make no excuses for what he has done, for it is marvelous in our eyes. And my brothers and my sisters, I want to encourage you tonight. If you're listening by satellite, if you're listening by Facebook, if you're listening to the phone, or however you may be listening to the broadcast on tonight, I want to encourage you. You must understand and know that it is the onslaught desire of the enemy to bring the people of God down. You see, he don't attack his own because he already have them. They're not a threat to him. They don't cause any problems for him because they're obeying what he commands. Amen. But then you have those who have accepted Christ and have given their life to him, who have made a decision to stand for God. Amen. You have to understand that now you have been picked out to be picked on. Mm-hmm. When you name the name of Christ, when you accept him, amen, and his name, and you bear his name, you're setting yourself up for suffering. Mm-hmm. And see, the enemy is mad because he says now that you have accepted Christ, now you are a threat to him and to his kingdom, because he knows that if you show enough get Jesus down on the inside of you, that you will be a witness, just like Jesus commissioned and commanded us to do, that you would be an effective witness and destroy his kingdom. So he said, okay, what he must do is try and fight all those who has a call, who have power in their life, who has named the name of Christ and have accepted his blood on their doorposts. Amen. Those are the ones that the enemy is trying to destroy and trying to bring down, mainly because he knows that they are God's and no longer his, and because they pose a threat to his kingdom. I want to encourage you tonight, amen, when you make a move forward for the Lord and you begin to work in God's vineyard and begin to do things for the Lord, and doors begin to open for you, people are going to get jealous. People are going to hate on you. And see, that's when you know that you must be doing something right. Mm-hmm. You must be doing something good. When folk do nothing but can talk about you and begin to hate on you. See, all the while you struggle and you doing without, or you're not as good or not as up where others are, or living above them or beyond them, it's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as, in a sense, they can look down their nose at you, whether it's in your spiritual walk or in your natural living, they feel they have the upper hand, so to speak, and they treat you accordingly. But my brothers and my sisters, I want to encourage you tonight to know this one thing, that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. And if you name the name of Christ, don't you worry about a thing, for the Lord is on your side, and he's going to bring you out all right. We have to maintain the joy. Mm-hmm. The scriptures that came to me tonight that I want to share with you, if I will, several passages of scripture, but one is sticking to me really good. It stands out, and it's Nehemiah 8 and 10. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Mm-hmm. For this is the day, or for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm saying to you tonight, now is the time to be able to eat and the fat and to drink the sweet. Then not only are you to be able to enjoy, but you should have enough to where you should send out portions to them who don't have anything prepared. And say, for this is for this day is holy unto the Lord. And it is holy unto the Lord, and we're not going to be sorry. We're going to rejoice and be happy. He said, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Several passages of scriptures that stand out to me speaking of the joy tonight. We have to have joy in order to make it. But I said we got to have joy if we're planning on making it. You see, the enemy's devices come to snatch the life out of us, come to snatch the joy out of us, come to snatch the peace out of us. But we have been so equipped, we have been so conditioned by God to be able to stand. Yeah, you see, you have to understand, he said in his word that he would not put no more on you than you can bear. So my brother and my sister, if you got it, truly, you can deal with it. Surely, you can handle it. Yes. You see, he's given us the tools, and he's given us the power and the ability to be able to ward off these things when they come. He told us to be wise as serpents, but harmless as dove, to watch and to pray. One eye praying sincerely, but another eye open, watching. We've been taught and trained that we could be able, the leader, the man of God, who's up over the people praying, should be able to pray with your eyes open and have the same anointing and effect as if your eyes were closed. Why is that? Because you have already developed a prayer life at home. You see, he said, don't wait till you get to the temple or to the house of worship to start praying then, but should already have developed a prayer life at home. So my brother, my sister, we've got to step into the place where God has called us to step into. In order to do that, sometimes we have to make some drastic changes. We have to make some major adjustments. In order to do that, sometimes we have to take a leap or step of faith. See, we don't always understand what God is doing or God is trying to do. But as I said, we have to be sensitive to his calling. For he said in his word, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You see, we're all as sheep. Yes, we're all as sheep, the Lord's sheep, and he is our shepherd. For David said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want. He said, the Lord, I'm his sheep. And where the Lord leads me, that's where I'm going to follow. You see, I'm his sheep. I don't need to worry about eating or drinking because he leads me in those pastures. And he leads me beside the still waters where I can bow my head down and drink from the water. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, he's saying he allows me and he takes me into these pastures that are so green and pretty. And when the wolves and the trying and the foxes that are outside of the gate, outside of the fence, trying to get in to hurt one of us, he said he's allowing us to eat and to graze peacefully and happily right in the midst or in front of our enemies. And our enemies cannot get to us or touch us. You see, God so was set it up and fixed it for us that he's put a hedge and a fence around us. And the fence and the hedge, sometimes, if you notice, in the country they have barbed wire. And if the animal gets too close to the fence, the sheep or the cow or what have you, the horse, the barbed wire will prick them or stick them to make them get away from the fence. In other words, stay away from the gate because it's at the gate. If you get too close to the gate, the enemy can grab you and snatch you and pull you through the gate. Not only will you be damaged or hurt by the pulling through the gate because of the wire that's there going to the other side, but you're hurt by what will happen to you once the enemy gets you on his territory. So the barbed wire or the fence is there and serves several purposes to keep the enemy out and to keep us away from the enemy. And there are times you've seen there's some fences, some people have fences where there's a little charge connected to the wire. And when an animal, the enemy gets too close to the fence or touches the fence, there's electric charge that goes through and electrocutes or shocks the animal. Sometimes the charge is just enough to get the enemy back and to let him know you get back. Don't touch this gate. And to shock him and scare him away. Then there are times when the charge is great enough and so powerful to where it actually takes the life of the enemy that's trying to attack you. So it's not wise to mess with God's people. For he said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. And a lot of people take that and they run with it and just go out of context and everything else. But I want you to know something. The anointed and the prophet of God has to walk upright before the people of God just as well. I have a God to witness out there. But I want to encourage you tonight. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In other words, that's where you reach to, that's what you reach for, that's what you reach from, and you pull from that when you are faced with, dealing with, in the midst of turmoil or calamity or even chaos. You reach for and pull from the joy. For he says, it is with joy that we draw waters from the wells of salvation. So in other words, before you get to the well, you have to already have some type of joy, some a level of joy, some measure of joy when you get to the well. See, now it takes my mind back again to the country. Growing up in the country, out there on the farm, my mom, my father, his family had land and had some pigs. They had cows. They had chickens. They had chicken coop. They had the pasture. They had horses. They had mules. They had the pig pen. They had the slop bucket in the back porch. They had the cows and they had the hay and the food for the cows. So they had these different animals and they taught us how to attend to and how to get your own food. Go get the eggs out of the coop. Watch out for that rooster, because he's protecting his hens and his coop. So you watch out for the rooster because he's going to come after you and he's going to get you if he can. But he lets there were certain things that we had the rules even on then. We had to abide by for our safety as well as for others. Now here we have this whale. The well here, my father said, in order sometimes to get water from the well, you have to prime the well. The well was there and sit sometimes, it would sit all day, all night, overnight. Sometimes the water would have worked its way on back down into the well. And you need to prime the well, prime the pump. So what you had to do, you'd always have to keep some water there, a bucket of water there at the well. Please don't mess around and pour up, use up all the water out of the bucket and you was not able to get. Then you'd have to walk way down to someone else's or go get a ride somewhere to get water from somebody else's if they allowed you. But you had to use that water that was in that bucket there and you poured water on the pump. As you pumped the pump to get the water from the well below up to the pump, you had to pour water on the pump to prime it, in other words, or to get it ready or to cause it to pull the water from below up. It formulated some suction to pull the water up from below to the top. You had to prime it to get the water up. The same thing is with our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So there's a measure of joy already there. And what happens is the enemy comes and he tries to oppress, or he oppresses us, or he inflicts us, and he puts stuff on us. He brings tests and struggles before us that's greater than the joy that may be on the inside. So he makes it think. He magnifies or he makes it look like the joy you have don't amount or come close to the hell I'm inflicting or bringing your way. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said with joy. He said that you have to have some joy in there. And true enough, that test, that trial, that struggle, the thing that you're going through may just be greater than the joy that you have on the inside. But with that joy that you have on the inside, that's your primer joy. Mm-hmm. That's the joy that you had left in the bucket on the side of the well. Mm-hmm. And just in case trouble came, just in case when you needed some more water, you had some there that you could use to prime, use to prepare to get you ready for the well. And as you use the joy that's in there, and at first it seems hard when you pour that little water onto the primer and you pump it and it seemed like nothing was coming, but you keep on working it, and you pour them on and you keep on working it, and after a while you begin to feel the pressure and you begin to see the water coming out and you just keep pumping and the water's gushing and it's the constant flow now because you worked it and you had to get it ready. And the same thing is with the joy that's on the inside. It may not match the trial or the test that's in your lap right now or that's coming. But my brother and my sister, that joy is just enough. Mm-hmm. Touch the person that's near you and say to them, this joy that I have is just enough to get me more joy that I need. Mm-hmm. The joy that I have is just enough to get me the joy that I need while I'm in this particular test or struggle to help me through this trial. So I want to encourage you tonight, my brother, my sister. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, yes, regardless to what little strength you feel you have, the joy of the Lord is yet your strength. But you have to learn how to reach down on the inside and pull it up. Yes, there are times when you have to reach down on the inside, pull it up. And I mean literally, and it's hard sometimes, it seems like it's, but that's your primer. You keep on working it, you keep on working it, you keep on priming it until you get that joy. You keep on, that's your primer. You keep on until you get what you need from the Lord. You keep on working it and keep pouring water and keep working that pump until the joy begins to bubble over. And my brother, my sister, it will. Oh, yes, it's going to bubble over. Once you get it going and get that pump going, you're drawing now from the well of salvation, which is Christ Jesus. He said to the woman sitting at the well, he said, behold, he said, I am the water. If you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. This well here, you're going to pull from this well, and you're going to come back again. You're going to pull again. But me, he said, you will never thirst again once you have a drink of the water that I shall give you, this eternal life water, this ever-flowing water. This life-changing water, you shall never thirst again. So on tonight, my brother and my sister, I want to encourage you, allow him, amen, to do with for you what needs to be done. Allow him, amen, to give you that joy that passes all understanding, that will allow you to go into places that you didn't think you was able to go, that would allow you to do things that you were not able to do once before. Mm-hmm. That will put you in places that you never dreamed of. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy will bring you out of that test and that struggle. And there are times when the Lord says, you know what? I'm not going to deliver you out of this problem or this trial. What I'm going to do is I'm going to deliver you in the midst of this trial. He said, see, there are times when the Lord says, I'm going to use you as an example for my glory. Mm-hmm. That even in the midst of what you're going through, I have someone that's going to praise me regardless to them being in it still. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is or how long it is. He says, my child is going to trust me. They're going to depend on me. They're going to lean on me. So I'm not worried. So he allows them to go through, to show the others around that this is what you can do. Oh, you can make it. Mm-hmm. But I want to encourage you tonight. The Lord is with you tonight, my brother, my sister. Hold your head up high, knowing that all things is working in your behalf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's working in your behalf. And no matter what it is that you're facing, You lean and depend on God and watch Him work it out. Lean and trust in Him and watch Him work it out. But you have to allow Him to do it. While you're waiting on Him to do it, He said, don't walk around with your head hung down. No, don't walk around with your eyes water full of tears. Can't see where you're going. Don't walk around looking pitiful on your face and sad and blue. Put a smile on your face and allow the joy to take you and see you through. Allow the joy. To make a way and to show you great and mighty and wonderful things. And I'm telling you tonight, there is joy in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your hurt. You say, well, where is the joy? Because I'm not understanding what's going on. So how can I have joy? How can I trust the Lord for some joy when I don't even know and understand why this is happening or what this is going on? When you reach down on the inside, if God does not answer, even if you ask Him a question and He hasn't answered your question as to why thus and this and thus, you still owe Him praise and you still owe Him thanks because of salvation. Mm-hmm. You may be disappointed in the situation, what you're dealing with. You may be disappointed or upset with God for not having clarity of why things happened the way they happened, to whom it happened to. But I want to encourage you, my brother and sister, I was there. I know what it is to be at a place where, say, I was angry or upset with God for something I didn't understand and I wanted clarity, but I had to come to a place and accept that because of His grace and His mercy, that I was not consumed, that He didn't allow me to miss out. Anything could have happened to me. I'm dealing with Almighty God. Anything could have happened, and I could have opened the door to put myself in a place of danger by not being covered with His Spirit. And even in my anger or bitterness or upsetness with God, He yet covered me and shielded me. And I'm grateful tonight. But I want to encourage you, my brother and sister, if He does not answer your question, you still say, Lord, I thank You for my right mind. I thank You for my life and strength and health. It could be worse. Things could have been worse. There's always someone that's worse off than you. There's always someone in a worse situation in you. There's always someone that would love to trade places with you. Yeah, they would love to switch places with you. So, my brother and my sister, hold your head up. Know that everything is good. And the Lord has got your back. He's not going to let you down. No, He won't let you down. No, He won't. He won't let you down. But you have to trust Him today. Give it to Him. And allow Him to work it out for you. There is no case that God cannot handle. There is no situation that He cannot work out. A problem He cannot solve. But you have to give it to Jesus tonight and allow Him to do it. You can't dictate to Him and tell Him how to do what to do, but just give it to Him and say, Lord, You work it out. And in the midst of Him working it, He's working it for you. You joy. Mm-hmm. you find you some joy. You reach down and begin to pull up you some joy. I begin to rejoice in the Lord, knowing that all your strength come from him. The psalmist to rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Mm-hmm. Rejoice in the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Be joyful unto the Lord. Let your countenance show that the Lord is good. Don't walk around sad and gloomy, but your countenance should show that the Lord has blessed and been good to me. In spite of what I'm feeling, in spite of what I'm dealing with right now, or my situation or circumstance, God has yet been good. And see, it's one thing, everybody, it's easy for folk to praise him. When bills are paid, money in the bank, money in your pocket, gas in the car, nice car, not on the bus, nice place to go home to. It's easy to clap and to join the Lord. But when you have nothing, don't know where the next is coming from, but yet you're trusting in God, yet you can praise him, you're not showing to others that you are in need of or without, but you are yet depending and trusting in him. You're yet praising and magnifying his name and lifting him up. You're yet giving him the glory. Yes. It's hard sometimes, but when you start, you'll begin to see the progress, and it won't be hard anymore. Mm-hmm. Yes, when other tests come, once you get past that initial sacrifice of praise, when it's hard, after that, your praise will come. It's comely. It's natural. It comes natural. Because now you've learned how to break past that barrier. Mm-hmm. All it takes for you to break past that barrier a couple of times, and I promise you won't be hard anymore. It'll come easy, and when the testing struggles come, you saying glory and thank you, Lord, hallelujah, won't be a strain. No, folk will look at you and not know that you're going through what you're going through, because you'll be able to continue to magnify and lift up his name. As I would lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Lift your head up tonight, my brother and sister, lift your head up tonight. Lift up your hand down here. Know that God is with you. He hears your prayer. He sees your cry, your tears. He's bottling up all your tears. Yes, he is. He's bottling up all your tears. Yes, he's heard all your moans and groans. And even when you don't have the words to express, and all is there is a moan or a groan, the Lord understands that. Those moments when you don't even have a moan and a groan, and all you can do is just look up, and your eyes are watering up as you're looking. God understands the look because he sees past the outer appearance, and he sees the heart. Be blessed, my brother and my sister. Father God, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We pray your blessings of the Lord on your people. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free on tonight. Give guidance on tonight. Someone needs direction. Lead and guide them into the right direction. Lead them and guide them to their well of salvation, that they may live and not die. God, open doors for your people everywhere, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, for it is thine. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, Lord, all is well, my brother and my sister. All is well tonight. Keep your hand in God's hand. He will bring you out all right. And I heard him say that when he brings you out, you won't even have the smell of smoke. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. In Jesus' name, I pray. Go with God, for He is going with you. I bless you in Jesus' name.